This episode is sponsored by Aon's Rimetrica, enabling reinsurance companies to bring insightful, risk-based financial modelling to strategic decision-making.
Welcome to the Actuary Podcast, the podcast that brings news, opinions and tips to help actuaries stay informed. Today's episode is sponsored by Aon. I'm Rulin Wang, Features Editor at the Actuary Magazine. I'm joined today by Tessa and Ed. Tessa is a Rimetrica modelling advisor and one of the product managers for the Rimetrica software platform. Ed is a client-facing software developer for Rimetrica. In this episode, we're talking about data integrity for capital modeling, where my guests claim that a plumber is urgently required. Welcome, Tessa. Welcome, Ed. To start with, what is data integrity?
Thanks, Rulin. In general, data integrity is concerned with various aspects of data quality. That could be the accuracy of the data, the completeness, so how whole the data is that you've collected, the consistency of the data in terms of formats and sort of time layouts and that sort of thing. And also perhaps the currency as well, so how up to date the data is, or if the data is timed for modeling a particular historic thing.
And what might be some of the consequences of low data quality or data integrity?
I think what we've seen with this is that it generally costs a lot of time. So people realize that they've made mistakes with the data that they are running in their model, but they realize too late after a simulation has been run, which means they either have to run it again, or it's embarrassing if they've put the results out already and they realize they're wrong. It's a very high cost in terms of time. And obviously that's a high cost financially to companies as well. It also means that they're not able to respond in a performant manner to business questions. And there's an increasing demand for capital models to be used not only to, you know, for regulatory needs, but also to answer business questions. And those demand a very high turnaround. Any mistakes would potentially have quite big business consequences, as well as just costing time. From a regulatory perspective, there's also a potential that if you don't demonstrate you have good processes and good data integrity, that they will not trust the output of your models as much as they would otherwise. And that could even potentially lead to a capital load, for example, from a regulator. So there could be some quite severe consequences of this. But certainly, I think operationally, everybody just wants things to work smoothly and not have to rerun things many times over. It just makes everybody's job much more pleasant.
It sounds like data integrity is quite important for insurance companies in general. But why is it particularly important for capital modeling? I think you touched on a few of these already.
I can start on that. Capital teams have unique challenges in data collection because they often find themselves at the end of the data chain within an organization, which means just that they have to collect data from lots of different parts of the organization for the main different parameter groups of a capital model. And each of those groups could represent their own kind of challenges in terms of collection, such as the format of the data, how it's stored, and the life cycle of each of the data items.
And also perhaps as well, maybe worth mentioning that because capital models are often used for so many different purposes, and they might require different data sets to be needed for different types of run. A regulatory run may be different from a business planning run or a run where you're looking at different reinsurance options and things like that. All of those require different data sets, and obviously they all need to be the correct data sets for the use.
And could you give some examples of what these data sets might be?
Yeah, of course. So probably the biggest, most common one that most people have to deal with is natural catastrophe data from a cat modeling tool. these are quite large data sets and they can be updated quite frequently. So yeah, that's one. Then there's also economic scenario generation tool data, which is often updated much less frequently, but it's still something that obviously needs to be the correct version and can be quite large data, so it needs to be sort of imported in a robust way. Then there's all the other parameters in the model. Often these are created by the capital modeling team or teams surrounding the capital modeling team themselves from sort of raw claims data through a parameterization process. And those parameterization processes themselves then feed into perhaps the capital model. So what's sort of ideal is if the whole process from the raw data through the parameterization step into the capital model can be made robust and automated as much as possible.
And you may find that data is often in sort of low quality data formats, like in old spreadsheets that don't have a consistent format, or the data could even be in emails, or it's just something that Dorothy from finance knows, and that has to be queried.
Okay, so coming to the question that's on everyone's mind, why is a plumber urgently required?
So to achieve good data integrity in the situations we've just described, it's important to develop a robust data integration process. So that's sort of getting all the different data sets and parameter groups from A to B. And that is the plumbing that we talk about here.
And why should actuaries be the plumbers?
I think the key thing here is that actuaries or the modelers who've built the model are the people who best understand how the data is needed in the model and how it's going to be consumed. So it's important that they're the ones who are sort of setting up the plumbing infrastructure, because otherwise there could be a miscommunication around exactly what data is needed or why, or you know, the update frequency. So it's just, I think, important that those people who most understand what they need data-wise are the people who are setting up the plumbing where possible.
Okay, so I think we understand the theory now, why data integrity is important and why actuaries should be involved. What are some practical ways that firms can increase their data integrity?
So in general, the use of software tools can help create better and more robust data integration processes. In Remetrica in particular, we have a framework called Remetrica Workflow. And this is a visually programmed framework for building automation and data integration, specifically tailored for actuaries modeling in Remetrica. It's a visually programmed framework, so no coding is required. It's quite accessible. And has an easy-to-use interface with audit controls.
And probably one of the kind of really useful things about it, or at least I find, is its modularity, because it makes it very easy to change. Because obviously capital models don't stay static. You know, they are changing and evolving, and we need to make sure that the data integration plumbing evolves along with it. But we don't necessarily want to have to rewrite an entire process. We just want to adapt it as minimally as possible to keep up with those changes.
And every organization is different and does a different sort of data architecture. So it's important that you use the modularity to build an architecture that's specific to your organization's needs. Remetrica also supports some data-driven modeling features. And what we mean by that is using data to drive the whole modeling process for the capital model. And it's a way of connecting your modeled entities and core calculations to the data. This is a very good way of reducing a lot of the manual and traditional modeling processes and achieving model integrity through data integrity.
So that data-driven modeling is kind of like spinning up a model from the data, effectively.
Yes.
And also Remetrica supports data streaming directly. And this is where you can just say, right, I'm going to create essentially like a live pipe to your data source, and pull the data in at the runtime of the simulation. That can be obviously a good way to make sure that your data is very up to date. Although obviously it does have the drawbacks that, you know, you're subject to whatever anybody is doing on that data source at the time that you run the simulation. And yeah, there's very little control you have over that. So yeah, it's got pros and cons.
Having the data staging process in between though can help sort of mitigate those sorts of issues as well, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So in your experience, what would be the ideal state for a company in terms of its data integrity? And where do you think the insurance industry is at the moment?
In terms of ideal state, I think obviously people would like to have something that is something they understand, something that they can adapt as their capital model changes, something that is automated and robust, but also flexible enough for them to be able to make tweaks to it as and when required. I think we are getting there. Some companies have that. I think a lot of people have most of that now, but possibly not quite all of those characteristics in their processes. There's still quite a big range, but I think depending on the market you look at, I mean, certainly if you look at some of the markets where there's regulated capital models, which are having to be run, you know, hundreds, if not maybe thousands of times a year, you know, they've almost had to adopt something along these lines because there's just no room for error. So I think the range in those capital modeling kind of environments is smaller now. A few years ago, there was quite a big range with some people still using quite manual processes, which were just kind of maybe documented series of steps to follow. But I think that has now mostly been automated in those environments. But I think it's really the actual automation solution that they're using itself, which is different from company to company. Some people have very bespoke in-house coded automation, which might not be that easy for them to modify going forward. Or maybe, you know, it's very key man dependent. So if that person who knows the code leaves, they're possibly a bit stuck. But I think one of the great things about things like Remetrica Workflow is, yeah, we are seeing people adopt that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in one step. I think, Ed, you wanted to share some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think it's worth pointing out that in order to achieve these sort of goals in terms of data integrity, it's not something that has to be done overnight. And the modular tools that we provide give you a sort of a way to gradually migrate to a robust data architecture. So, for example, if one parameter group is in spreadsheets, you may decide to just move that single parameter group into your database, but leave everything else as is. And then at least then you're moving towards this ideal state that Tessa described.
That's all from us today. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Tessa. And thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rowan.
This episode is sponsored by Aon's Remetrica, enabling reinsurance companies to bring insightful, risk-based financial modeling to strategic decision-making.